In Mongolia, a group of musicians is celebrating their country's 800th birthday with a unique production. They're staging a rock opera about Genghis Khan. In the 13th century, he united the nomadic tribes of Mongolia and began to create what became an empire that stretched from China to Eastern Europe. The new rock opera opens next month in Ulaanbaatar's Central Cultural Palace. Anna Ponoka reports.
Genghis Khan, or as he's called in Mongolia, Chinggis Khan, is a source of national pride, a symbol of Mongolia's strength. That's why the Soviet-backed communist regime ruling Mongolia for much of the 20th century did not want people to celebrate the man.
During communist times, it was prohibited to talk about Chinggis Khan, but he was in everyone's heart. Everyone wanted to know him and be proud of him, to sing songs about him. Now, after the Democratic Revolution, we can do that.
Ganzorig and his older brother Otkonbayar started the Black Wolves rock band soon after Mongolia's communist regime fell apart in 1990. Ganzorig says as a boy, he was fascinated with the history of Chinggis Khan, and the idea of creating a rock opera has simmered inside him for years. The band is used to mixing new and old styles of music. They enjoy blending the wail of an electric guitar with Mongolian throat singing. Last spring, the band was renting a recording studio from the Mongolian Military Song and Dance Ensemble. They got to know composer Tara, who worked for the military ensemble, when they went outside during breaks. They now say fate brought the three together. Tara had been thinking about composing a musical, so they set about creating Mongolia's first rock opera. Ganzorig based the lyrics on a historical text that outlines Chinggis Khan's life, called The Secret History of the Mongols. Tara says the opera is their gift to commemorate the 800th anniversary of Mongolian statehood.
We are a nation proud of our heritage, proud of Chinggis Khan. It's not enough to produce vodkas labeled Chinggis, but we also need to do something intellectual labeled Chinggis to pay respect to this historical figure.
The band wanted to blend opera with Mongolian rock to create a new form of music. They say rock also fits with Chinggis Khan's personality, strong, dynamic, and deep. But that blend of Mongolian rock and opera poses a problem for the lead singer, 24-year-old Batbatar.
Of course, it's very difficult for me because by profession, I'm an opera singer and I usually sing classical opera, and it's my debut. It's difficult to listen to the rock guitar tempo. Actually, the guitar is loud, so it's very difficult to sing.
In one of the first rehearsals, composer Tara stands on stage, pounding his fist in the air to get Batbatar to project with more strength. He plays the role of Chinggis Khan, who was known as Temujin as a young man. Temujin's wife was kidnapped during an attack by another tribe, and here Temujin sings about going to a mountain to pray about what to do next. Choreographer Bayerbatter says it has not been difficult for him to mix new and old for this scene where shamans prepare Temujin's followers for battle against another tribe. Bayerbatter says traditional Mongolian folk dances incorporate a lot of quick arm and shoulder movement, something easily melded into modern dance. He stands in a small studio, telling 20 young dancers to move their arms with more energy as they jump from side to side and spin. About 40 dancers, a 50-person orchestra, and a choir of up to 60 singers will take part in the rock opera. The band says the entire production will cost about $60,000, money its producer was still trying to scrape together as rehearsals started last month. Lead guitarist Otkon Bayer says this production is not an attempt to exploit Chinggis Khan's name, as many Mongolian businesses have done.
We've played guitar since our childhood, and we've been interested in composing an opera with rock music with our group. We don't want to make a profit off the Great Khan's name. Our main goal is to incorporate the name of the Great Khan into Mongolian rock history.
To accomplish that, rock guitarist Otkon Bayer had to learn to play with scores of musicians and a conductor in an orchestra pit. For NPR News, I'm Anna Panoka.
Anna Panoka was recently in Mongolia on a fellowship with the International Reporting Project of the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies.